The Christian Life Coach Program includes three distinct ordination pathways: the Soul Coach Ordination Credential, the Ordained Christian Life Coach Credential, and the Life Coach Minister Ordination Credential. Each pathway prepares Christian leaders to walk alongside others through listening, prayer, encouragement, reflection, and faithful next step support. However, the pathways differ in their training depth, ministry responsibilities, and recognized scope. The Soul Coach Ordination Credential is the foundational Christian coaching pathway. A Soul Coach may serve as a volunteer or part-time Christian leader who encourages people in their spiritual and personal growth. Soul coaches listen carefully, pray with others, ask reflective questions, encourage accountability, and help people use Christian growth resources. This pathway may fit someone who wants to serve people in a church, small group, soul center, community ministry, or relational setting. It provides an accessible and focused beginning for Christian coaching ministry. The Ordained Christian Life Coach Credential offers more developed coaching preparation. An ordained Christian life coach may lead structured Christian coaching conversations that help people pursue spiritual growth, personal clarity, healthier goals, stronger relationships, calling discernment, and responsible action. This pathway includes deeper coaching preparation, theological grounding, and training related to developing a Christian coaching ministry or practice. It may fit someone who senses a clear calling to offer Christian life coaching as a significant volunteer, part-time, or developed ministry role. The Life Coach Minister Ordination Credential combines Christian coaching with broader ministry leadership preparation. A life coach minister may use reflective coaching, prayer, biblical encouragement, soul growth discernment, pastoral presence, Christian teaching, and discipleship. Life coach ministers also receive preparation for semi-directive and appropriately directive ministry coaching. This broader scope requires broader biblical, theological, relational, coaching, and ministry training. These three pathways are related, but they are not identical. Each one recognizes a particular kind of Christian coaching ministry and a particular level of preparation. You do not need to decide your entire future today. You may begin with the pathway that fits your present calling. As your training, experience, and ministry responsibility grow, you may later discern whether another pathway fits your developing service. Remember this principle: training comes before expanded ministry responsibility. The goal is not to pursue the largest title. The goal is to become prepared to serve faithfully in the role God is placing before you.